The Good News Hour is with you once again. Your speaker is Evangelist John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and once again a reminder that this program is wholly devoted to the Word of God. Now, for several occasions, we've been speaking to you on the subject of saved and salvation. And in two previous broadcasts, we answered some questions that were directed to us. The first one was, is it possible to be saved here and now and know it? And of course, we answered that from the Scriptures. And second, how can salvation be obtained? That, of course, very important, and we saw the Scriptures. Now, finally, we're going to answer the third question that was directed to us. Can one truly be saved and lose that salvation that comes to as a result of putting faith in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ? Now, we're going to answer this from the Word of God, and we're going to present to you, at least this will be suggestive at any rate, seven reasons why we do not believe that a soul who has once trusted Christ could ever again be lost. In other words, the seven reasons why we believe in eternal security. I mean, I merely mention these, and then we're going to supply the answer from the Word of God a little bit further. Now, we believe that a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, who trusts Christ as his own personal Savior is saved then and there, right on the very spot, and can never lose that salvation. In other words, we believe in eternal security because of the plain statement of Scripture, and you would find that in Mark chapter 13, verses 31, and 1 Peter 1, and verse 23, and also Philippians chapter 1 and 6, and especially read Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, and also Mark 13 and 31. And then we believe in eternal security because of the position of the believer, and you would find that in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. We believe in eternal security because everyone who has received Christ as his own personal Savior, right then and there on the spot, day or night, wherever this event occurs, is in possession of the Holy Spirit of God. Read Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 21 and 22. And then we believe in eternal security, that is to say, that one could never be lost again because of the purpose of our God. You see, he does have purposes for all who trust him. Turn to Romans 8, verses 29 and 30. And then because of the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, finally, because of the power of God. Now we're going to look at a few scriptures, at least two or three, if we can work them in, and we trust we can, in the little while that we shall have to bring our message to you. The question then, as asked us, number three was, can one who is truly saved here and now ever be lost again? Well, now, you wouldn't want my answer to that, would you? My answer would be of no more value than yours. But if we get the answer from the Holy Scriptures, if we get the answer from the Word of God, then that ever and always must be final, because we think of the Word of God as the final court of appeal to all questions relating to salvation, relating to the soul, relating to eternity, and those that ought to be of present and eternal value to us. And so I'm going to read you now a portion that's found in the Gospel by St. John. We shall look at other portions as well, but we're going to see now how simply one is saved and what one does get when they do trust Christ. But we shall move on from scripture to scripture. Look at chapter 6, St. John, and verse 47, which says, verily, verily. That's a double stamp, and you find that double stamp again and again, especially in this gospel. And it means, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Now, if it said, he that believeth on me hath life for 100 years, how long would that be? Why, you say it'd be 100 years. Well, if it said, he that believeth on me hath life for 50 years, how long would that soul be saved? You say, for 50 years. All right. Now, hear what my Savior says. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, for sure, I say unto you, He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Not life for 100 years, not life for 1,000 years, but hath everlasting life. Now, let's proceed just a little further, because there are other important scriptures we would like to bring to bear on this most important question, and we trust that the one who directed it will be satisfied in his or her mind, and will have the peace, the joy that present salvation and eternal security brings to all who receive our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the Gospel, by St. John, the very same chapter, hear what our blessed Savior has to say. And you would find this in about verse 31, which says, "Our fathers did eat man in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus saith unto them, Verily, verily," again you have the double stamp, "I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." Now listen to this. And of course referring to himself, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth his life unto the world." Then said they unto him, "Give us this bread evermore," and so on. Now listen to verse 35 and see what he says. "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst." You see, men and women who come to the Lord Jesus Christ have that double promise. They'll never hunger. He says on one occasion, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." But not temporarily, but permanently and eternally. And I think one of the strongest words in the English language is that word never, never, never. And oh, how precious it is when it is associated with the salvation of the soul, when it's associated with security, eternal security. And let me ask you, have you come to him as a hungry soul, as a thirsty soul? Have you believed that one that came down? Now listen once again to the verse, "Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst." Now I should like to add to that another verse that is even more striking, and it certainly ought to be even more precious, though I wonder how it could be. Now in answering that question, can one who has truly been saved, saved in God's way, ever be lost again? And of course the Word of God would answer in the negative. There's no such thing as a person being saved and lost again. No such thing is known to the Word of God, either in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. Now will you listen to this wonderful passage in the same sixth chapter of the Gospel by St. John, and we shall read there at about verse 37, which says, "All that the Father giveth to me shall come unto me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out," or "I will for no reason cast out." Now think of that. Have you come to him? Did you come to him as a poor sinner, as a lost sinner, and trust your soul to that work that he so marvelously accomplished when he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, when he died for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God? And then again reminding ourselves that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now let me ask you, did you ever come to him and receive him as the sin bearer? Did you ever receive him as your own personal Savior? And if you did, you can lay claim to this wonderful promise which says, "Him that cometh to me I will in no wise," or "I will for no reason cast away." Oh, what precious word. Now listen, God cannot go back on his own word. You see, the word of Scripture tells us that it is impossible for God to lie. He hath promised eternal life, and the one who promised eternal life, the Word of God definitely tells us that it is impossible, impossible for God to lie, so that all who come to him may rest in peace and enjoy the security, the eternal security that becomes ours upon the exercise of simple faith in his work and in his precious a precious word. Now, you see, God is satisfied with the work that His Son accomplished. And truly, everyone who has come to Him in the God-appointed way and see the all-sufficiency of His work, first His work, you see, that's what you must rest your soul upon, His work upon the cross. And then you rest your soul upon His assuring word. And He can never, thank God, He can never change His word. So that if you came to Him as a poor sinner, lost, helpless, and undone, and we so often say and sing in the language of that wonderful hymn, that word that is so, or a song that is so famous, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. And if you've come to Him, then you may take these words to your own heart. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise, or I will for no reason, cast away. Oh, may God help you to rest on that word today for His name's sake and for your present and for your everlasting good. Now, I should like to read at least one or two more portions along this line. If you were to turn, for instance, to the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, and verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now no judgment to them that are in Christ Jesus." And oh, how wonderful. That interesting chapter begins with no condemnation, and in the center of it, no accusation. The end of it, no separation. We shall likely take that up on a future occasion. However, there is one more portion I should like to read you in the Gospel by St. John. It is one of the precious portions, and certainly one that should be appropriated in the energy of faith. And you would find that in the Gospel by St. John, chapter 10, and verse 27, which says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." How will you notice very, very carefully? Verse 28, which says, "And I give unto them eternal life." Now, you cannot buy it. You cannot work for it. You do not get it by praying for it. You get it by receiving Him. You see, it's a gift. And an unconditional gift. He simply offers it to all who will receive Him. And this is what He says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Now, you see, we've been stressing that word that is used again and again by the Savior Himself. Never, never perish, and never hunger, never thirst, never die. And so we have this word brought before us, the truth that emphasizes that a sinner can never again be lost who trusts Him. "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Trust Him today, and present and eternal salvation is yours.